Sefer HaMitzvos is for everyone. Let's learn Sefer HaMitzvos. Are you ready? Great! Today, we learn four mitzvahs. They are mitzvahs for farmers and people who grow things in Eretz Yisroel. When we grow things like olives or onions or grapes or corn, do you think that they are all for us to keep? No! Some of the plants we grow are for us to leave as presents for poor people. The Torah tells us what kinds of presents we should give. Today, we learn about two kinds of presents. First, we learn about a present called peret. Can you say peret? Good. Now, what is peret? Peret is grapes that fall down when we are picking them. Let's pretend that I have a big vineyard that grows delicious grapes. There are red grapes and green grapes. Grapes that are good for eating and grapes that are good for grape juice. When my grapes are ready, I go to pick them. I take the big bunches of grapes off of the vine and put them into my basket. When I am picking my grapes, some grapes fall down. They land on the ground next to my grapevines. Those grapes are peret. Today's first mitzvah is that the grapes that fall are peret and that they are a present for poor people. When I see those grapes that fell down, do you think I should pick them up? No. Grapes that are peret are not for me. They are for the poor people. I need to leave them there so that poor people can come and take them. Today's second mitzvah is that we are not allowed to take the grapes that fell down. Now we learn about another present called shechecha. Can you say shechecha? Good. Shechecha means something we forgot. Did you ever make a mistake or forget something? Me too. I make lots of mistakes. But sometimes our mistakes are really a mitzvah. If we forget a bundle of wheat in our field, that is shechecha. If we forget to pick the fruits off of one of our trees, that is also shechecha. Food that is shechecha is a present we need to leave for poor people. Let's pretend that I have a big field of wheat. I will pick the wheat and use it to make flour for bread and cake. I cut down many tall stalks of wheat and tie them together into a big bundle. Then I go cut down more wheat. When I am done, I go take all of my bundles of wheat to my house. But then I look back at the field and see, oops, I forgot to take one of my bundles. That bundle of wheat is shechecha. I need to leave it for the poor people. Now let's pretend that I have a lot of orange trees. They grow big, juicy oranges to eat. When my oranges are ready, I go out to pick them. I take a ladder and climb up to one tree at a time. I pick all the oranges I can reach and put them into a big basket. Then I go to the next tree. When I am finished picking oranges, I take my big basket and go home. But then I look at my trees and I see, oops, I forgot to pick the oranges off of one of my trees. That tree is shechecha. I need to leave all of the fruit there for poor people. Shechecha is something we forget by mistake, and now it is a special mitzvah. Today's third mitzvah is that if we forget our bundle of wheat or forget to pick the fruits of one of our trees, we need to leave it for poor people. Today's fourth mitzvah is that we are not allowed to go back and take the bundle of wheat we forgot or pick the fruits from the tree that we forgot. When we leave these presents for poor people, we are doing today's mitzvahs. Yay! You learned today's Sefer HaMitzvahs. That's great!